Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
Now, the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers said domestic automakers exported more than 200,000 new energy vehicles in the first 6 months of this year, doubling the amount from the same period last year. Of them, Shanghai-based Zeekr Motor sold over 45,000 cars in Europe. Zhang Yue has the story.
The first 1,000 MG Mulan models were ready for shipping at the port of Haitong International Automotive Terminal. MG Mulan is Zeekr's first electric model developed for overseas markets.
We have been customizing vehicles for global markets, especially Europe, since we started the project in 2020. The size of the car, whether it is easy to park, and a simple interior design are important elements for other markets. We also organized overseas design teams to work on ideas for the cars. Making a car to meet the needs of the global market is essential to expand.
Data from the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers showed the export market of Chinese vehicles has outperformed imports in the past 5 years. With more new energy cars developed, a steady increase in exported vehicles is expected.
Despite the impact caused by the lockdown, a 20% increase in handling capacity can still be seen in the first 6 months this year at our terminal. Exports have also increased more than 50%. Domestic automakers such as Zeekr Motor have exported nearly 100,000 vehicles between January and June this year, a 130% increase year on year.
These MG Mulan models are expected to be in showrooms in Europe during the fourth quarter. Zeekr said it expects to sell approximately 800,000 vehicles in overseas markets this year. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.
Now, the Standing Committee of the Shanghai Municipal People's Congress adopted two resolutions today. One promotes employment and prohibits discrimination in the job market. The other is about environmental protection. Zhang Hong tells us more.
The first resolution features 12 articles on stabilizing the economy, promoting employment, and improving social well-being while following pandemic control protocols. One of the 12 articles stipulates that companies must not turn someone down or fire someone if they were once infected with a contagious disease.
The regulations are in line with the country's laws on employment and pandemic prevention and control. They offer more detailed guidance to implement the law in the city.
This resolution also specifies that municipal and district governments should provide further supportive measures if necessary after current pandemic subsidies and rent exemption policies expire. The other resolution revises the city's environmental protection provisions. Four articles were added to deal with light pollution.
Public security and traffic bureau departments should use surveillance cameras with dimmer lights or no light to avoid interfering with drivers and pedestrians. Landscape lighting should not be installed in such a way that it would shine into apartment windows.
The new provision takes effect on August 1st. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he will be delivering new executive actions to address climate change. Zhang Hong has more.
A rare confluence of storm surge and unprecedented rainfall combined on the east coast of the United States, causing dangerous flash flooding in Charleston, South Carolina. While in the southwest, wildfires in Texas have spread over 25 square kilometers. At the same time, 100 million Americans across the entire country are living in areas where extreme heat warnings have been issued.
We've got wildfires and drought and massive heat waves, 100 million people undergoing extreme heat today just in the U.S.
Biden yesterday announced the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide $2.3 billion in funding to help states build cooling centers to deal with excessive heat and to mitigate the other impacts of climate change. He also announced measures will be taken to promote the development of the offshore wind power industry. However, the president stopped short of declaring a national emergency on climate.
Mr. President, you talked a lot about climate being an emergency today. Why not just declare it an emergency?
Because I'm running the traps on the totality of the authority I have. I'll make that decision soon.
And what would be the ramifications of doing it? Do you think you'd be able to do more?
Well, I think I can do more unless the Congress acts. In the meantime, I can do more because not enough is being done now.
The Biden administration's bills targeting energy and climate change have failed to pass in Congress, preventing the Biden administration from advancing any form of climate policy. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.